It's the final morning of my honeymoon, and I'm wondering what's coming next year. He says, what am I going to do before the bride wakes up? I'm listening to the show. So, Blake, I like this guy. I think he's going to have a happy marriage.
I think he is, too. I hope we wish him well. And as a newlywed, I guess, of a couple years now, congratulations. It's a fun ride.
Now, I don't know what she's going to think when she gets up and he's listening to a sports talk show. That might be problems, but I hope it works out well.
Well, if it's anything like my marriage, my wife knows that I get up at 5:30, and it starts from 5:30 till I lay my head down on the pillow, and I'm always thinking and talking about it. So if they have that in lockstep, I think they'll be okay.
Blake, I know you haven't done this for a long time, but you've got a good career ahead of you, and I've done this for a long time. I could not have dreamed of the predicament we're in right now.
Bill, let me start off by saying this, and as a former collegiate football player and a player that was in football collegiately during the recession of 2008.
Yeah.
Let me start off here by saying that when we were going through this, and colleges need money, and all of these governments or what have you were taking money from higher education because the state was running out of money, these colleges started taking money from athletic programs. And now when athletics needs you the most, you cowered. And you did not have their back. Kevin Warren, Larry Scott. Well, I didn't expect much more from Larry Scott. But you cowered and you didn't fight for him. Shame on you.
Yeah.
So when they needed you most, you didn't do it. Now, Bill, I know I was listening to you earlier. We thought 2010 was bad. This is just worse. So, you know, and you know what, Bill? I wake up some mornings hurting. I've had 3 surgeries on my left knee for an ACL. Don't tell me it's about safety. Don't tell me it's about safety with CTE either. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
What do you think the next couple of weeks will look like with the SEC, Big 12, ACC?
Well, Bill, here's what I think is going to happen. Schools are opening in the Deep South. All across the South, schools are opening. And they're taking precautions. Bill, there hasn't been, at least in our state, very high numbers of kids or teachers testing positive. Now, they have quarantined masses of amounts of people in safety concerns for schools. But, Bill, guess what? It's going smoothly. Go figure. Go figure it's going smoothly. And so they're taking precautions, and they're not freaking out. So as this continues to happen and schools continue to open and they come up with a lockstep and key on how to do this, they're going to be able to make adjustments and get ready for an athletic football season. It's funny, Bill, when you're patient and you make right decisions, good things happen. At least that's what's happening around here. And, you know, my family's in Georgia and in the Cherokee County area. They're taking precautions. And it's just, you know, you're seeing it around the South. Why couldn't that have been elsewhere? And you know what else, Bill? It's funny. Hey, we're going to postpone football to the spring and the high part of flu season. I mean, I just don't get it. I thought that they would postpone. But, you know, I had the great Bruce Hooley on the podcast last night, and he said that fans are just going crazy and donors are pulling out. Bill, listen to me now. At least around LSU, if they don't do a season, I've talked to some boosters, and they, you know, we've had chatting back and forth. He goes, look, my businesses will start to take a hit if we don't have a game in Baton Rouge on a Saturday night. So why wouldn't I pull my funding? So it's just a lot that I could see going on here, but I think that the SEC will be patient of this moving forward.
I also think that the spring football item is just a little nugget that's a big lie. I don't know how. Well, you and I have talked about this, and maybe it's not applicable when you're talking about the box and baseball, but can you imagine in the spring trying to have baseball, football, and basketball on a Saturday?
No, I couldn't. I can't fathom it, Bill. And I know it's different in different places.
Right.
But in Baton Rouge, if you tell if you tell these individuals, hey, you know what, we have to postpone baseball, or, you know, even if they say, Bill, we're not going to have baseball this season, they'll never do that. People are going to riot in Louisiana. Baseball is just as big, but it's a big deal down here, Bill. Now, here's a concern from what I talked to someone in the athletic department at LSU. They called it uncontrolled chaos was the exact words he used, in that if he had to go through basketball, football, and baseball all in the same time frame. Bill, they had that at one point almost when LSU, you know, they're getting ready for baseball. They had basketball, and LSU was playing in mid-January, and it was chaos for them. And he was saying, well, hell, if I got to go through that for four straight months, we won't make it. We just wouldn't make it. So I don't think from LSU and from people that I'm talking around here, their vote, if it came to it, like the Big Ten in Louisiana, would be yes for a college football season, and they would come up with a game plan for safety protocols.
Blake Ruffino with us down in Louisiana. Joins us every Wednesday. And we're talking about college football. We're talking about two leagues, the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Does the Pac-12 even have a plan, or is it just whatever the Big Ten does, we just follow along? I guess that's it, right?
Has to be. Absolutely. Bill, if you go look and see from the Big Ten – announcement to the Pac-12 announcement, it was from the first article that we had and the breaking news until the Pac-12 did it, 1 hour and 52 seconds. Like lockstep and key, we're going to do it now too. Well, I mean, the meetings didn't just end at the same exact time and y'all were doing all this. They were just waiting on the Big Ten, and they were waiting for what they were going to do. Now, Bill, what would have happened if the Big Ten says we're going to just postpone until September 26th. You best believe that the Pac-12 would have done that. You know, one kid that we have on the Landry Football Network said that he had talked to someone, and they were more – the Pac-12 and the Big Ten had been – they were so worried about the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl? That's your worry? Not having a college football season in the fall should have been your worry. You know, I just don't know, Bill. You know I don't have the experience, but – It just comes to me like everything that you're saying and the statements that you're coming out with do not make sense to me. I mean, if I can poke holes in it, I know that everyone else can poke holes in it. And the liability part of this, Bill, then we should be talking about, should we be having college football every season? If you're worried about their health and safety, then this should be a talk about every single season when you have things like CTE and other health concerns. Bill, I'm a guy that am never going to have an 8-pack and a 6-pack. I'm a little overweight and need to work on that. So when it comes to this, I don't have the concern. You know, like, what are the concerns? If I get the flu, Bill, I had the flu at Southeastern Louisiana. I had better medical care on campus at Southeastern Louisiana in 2008 to 2010 than I've ever had in my life. Tony Trombetta, who is now at North Carolina, I think he's still there, I'm pretty sure, would text me every 6 hours, Blake, you okay? Continue to drink Gatorade and fluids. Continue to do this, this, and this. So if you're talking about safety, you better keep them on campus. That's for dang sure, because they're not going to get the treatment that they need elsewhere if they go home or do anything else. I say all that, but I don't know, Bill. You know, I just don't know. I guess LSU broke college football now that they had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. They just broke the universe, I guess.
Do we know what Barry Alvarez means when he says we'll still have 20-hour work weeks? I mean, is that just weightlifting, or is that football application? What is that?
Bill, it's got to be football application, because in there he talks about drills and walkthroughs. So you mean to tell me that you can't play a college football season, but you can go through walkthroughs? The last time I checked, in the film room and walkthroughs is a practice. Believe it or not, and Barry Alvarez should know this. Shame on him a little bit if he's the one that was pushing this. If you go through a walkthrough, you're going to have contact. Bill, the NCAA protocols – I got a sheet from Southeastern Louisiana and walkthroughs. You can go through a walkthrough in a drill and have contact, but after the contact is over with, you have to social distance. Please tell me where that makes sense. I don't get the logic behind any of this from start to finish. So if it's a walkthrough, then is that not a practice? Well, they're not going against different teams. Well, everyone's tested. Believe it or not, if the NBA and the UFC and everyone has showed us, guess what? If everyone tests negative and you go on a field and no one has coronavirus, guess what's going to happen? No one can contract coronavirus if everyone tests negative. It's a miracle, believe it or not, Bill. Who would have thought? So, I don't know what they're doing, but it seems as if that they're going to continue to go through practices. And why would you go through practices if you're not going to play?
Blake, tell everybody how they can find you on the Chris Landry Twitch TV channel.
Yep. So you can follow us on all three platforms, Facebook at AY or at RU Serious Sports, AYS Sports on Twitter. Guys, we're bringing a lot of stuff, a lot of great, great stuff on Chris Landry Football. Really, Bill, it's like the new form of sports talk all day long. Every conference, well, I hope every conference now, but from the start of the day to the end of the day, Chris Landry Football on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball.
Blake, have a good day, sir. We'll see you next week.
Bill, thank you. Have a good day.